First of all, I have to tell you, I'm here by the grace of my aunt and uncle, Frank is sitting right there. My aunt and uncle, Herbert and Irma Risch. And the generosity of my first cousin, Frank, and Helen, for endowing this wonderful program. I'm actually standing here tonight because of Herbert and Irma Risch, because they preceded my family from Germany about 3 years before we did. They were young marrieds. They didn't have any children. They saw the handwriting on the wall. My family was already, there were five of us, and it was a little hard to leave. But as soon as they came here, I think my family, my father, saw that it's time to get out and began to communicate with my aunt and uncle, who tried to make it possible for us to get out, but nothing happened. The papers never came, they never came. Things got a whole lot worse in Germany. And then came Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, the second night of which my father was arrested out of our house and was taken to Buchenwald concentration camp, where he stayed for about 2 months. Then my mother took over. She was a very strong lady, Tante Lotte, right, Frank? And she just tried everything she could to get us out. She found a sympathetic British consular officer who said, okay, I can get you to England, but we can't get you any further. So my father ultimately was released from Buchenwald. He was one of the lucky ones. He was in very, very poor health. He came home very unexpectedly after about 2 months in the concentration camp. And we left almost immediately thereafter. We left everything behind, our home, our belongings. We had one suitcase a person and 10 marks. And we got on a train. The train stopped in Cologne, where my grandfather, our grandfather, Frank and my grandfather, Nathan Risch, got on the train to accompany us to the Dutch border, but he couldn't go any further because we were unable to get any papers for an elderly person. So it took me until I was a very, very grown-up person to realize how difficult that must have been for my mother, because eventually he was deported to Theresienstadt, where he eventually died. But we didn't learn that for quite a number of years. So we went on to the Hook of Holland, where we took a ferry to Harwich in England. From there was a train to London. And as my brothers tells me, because I was a good bit younger than both of my brothers, we were a family of five on a platform. We had no place to go. But ultimately, there was a Jewish community in London that took over, got us a place to live. We wound up staying there for 10 months. The war had already started. There were bombings. And then ultimately, we came to America on a British freighter. The trip took about 3.5 weeks until we finally wound up in the port of Boston, took a bus to Baltimore, and there at the Greyhound station was my Uncle Herbert and my Aunt Irma. And the first place we went was to their little tiny apartment. There's a lot more, but I don't want to take up any more of my allotted time. So thank you, Frank and Helen.